And then Corbin, I think you had something too, maybe.
Yeah, just really quick, a couple of
things.
You and I talked saying, I don't think it's a wise idea for me to go talk to UDOT, because I think I know what they're going to say. But if you and I go talk to UDOT, I also know what they will say.
I'm remembering, yeah.
So I've got a list of items, speed limits, three places, and that, and then the crosswalk.
Okay.
So I think first part of January, we set up a meeting and visit with them. I'm certain we'll get what we want from UDOT.
Okay.
And the price is still about $20,000.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Corbin?
So not many updates. We still need to get this the document signed. I sent it down to, I call him Gray Wolf, because that's...
Yeah, Mr. Miller.
Mr. Miller. I've reached out to him, so they've gone quiet. I just need to follow up. And then, now that we've kind of worked through the big project of Heber Light and Power, there will be a little more time that I can reach out and set up some other meetings here. Realistically, it will probably be at the beginning of the year. I don't know that we'll get much done between now and the end, but that's the update.
Okay. I think for all intents and purposes, Brad, we probably, it doesn't make much sense to have this on the agenda on the 7th, but then let's put it on the 14th, okay? Okay, and now we need a motion to go into closed session to discuss.
Mayor?
Yes.
Before we go into closed session, may I make a comment?
You bet.
I would just like to acknowledge, you know, Bob and his service to the community and to the Probst family for their I know this is probably Bob's last meeting, but I just want to, from myself, thank him for his service.
Thank you for that, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Hear, hear.
And I would like to say to all you folks that it's been fun working with you. It's been a good experience for me. I've met a lot of good people I didn't know, and it's been a highlight of my life. I wish I could have stayed around, you know, longer, but we all have wants and wishes, but sometimes it's not in the cards. But I'm still around. I'd be happy to help any way I can with Midway, you know, fixing bricks or whatever, anything like that. I'm around, happy to do it. Grateful for the experience, and I'm glad to get to know you folks.
Yeah.
I know you're my friends. I can talk to you. I might drop in and say hello.
We hope you will.
You know, I know I'm among friends, so and I appreciate it.
Bob, thank you. I really wanted to say something to you, and I'm glad Kenny jumped in before we all forgot. I just wanted to thank you for your service and for, I feel that we've been on a great council for 2 years, and we've done a good job. We've worked together well. And I just wanted to make sure you know that, and I reciprocate everything you said. Thank you.
I know sometimes I say too much.
That's maybe the last thing I would say.
That's probably not the problem.
I'm always trying to think. If I offended somebody by always saying too much, sorry.
But, you have, I don't think anyone can accuse you of that one. Sorry.
I really have enjoyed it. I've always wanted to serve on the council, and I wish... Now, knowing what I know now, that I had got into it younger in life, you know, but you can't really, you don't really know how involved it is till you get in.
There's, that's right.
You know, I don't know anything compared to what some of you guys do, and it's about experience. I do know that my experience in business and that, you just can't. There's no substitute for someone who's been there and done it.
Yeah.
You know, you can study all the books and all the classroom time you want, but hands-on experience is valuable. So I've learned to listen to people with experience. It's paid off.
That's a good point.
And for years it took me to get over that with my dad. He was always giving me advice, and I, you know, when you're young, you think you know it all. Mm-hmm. I found out, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. And later in life, I was going to him and asking him about things on the projects, and he always had good advice to me. And I finally realized, you know, I should have been listening to more of him all along, because he'd been there and he's done it. And not just him, but other people yeah. around, you know. Experience is where it's at. So, and I want to wish you good luck, you guys. I know that I think the city's in good hands. I think that you'll do well. I hope the new councilman will blend in and work together, and things will happen in a positive way for the city and the citizens, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we all hope. I hope that it works out. I hope everything meshes and the old personalities work together, and you can move the city forward in a respectful manner, and, you know, positive manner. I've loved every minute of it, you know.
Thank you.
So, anyway.
And I echo the things that have already been said as well. It's been a pleasure working with you and your family, and to get to know all of you better. You have such deep roots in this community, and I can't thank you enough for all you've done.
I think close to 150 years. I might be off a year or two, but I'm going to, a long time. I'm going to miss riding in the parade.
I don't know, we still let me need you to drive
people.
That truck.
So, anyway, appreciate
Thanks,
y'all.
Bob. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Bob, you can try again. Yeah. It's totally fine. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I know. You can't. You know, it is what it is. You give it a go, and if you get in, you do. If you don't, you don't. Yeah, and that's the thing you have to be willing to accept. That's
you could lose to your cousin by 4 votes.
What's that?
You could lose to your cousin by 4 votes.
Yeah, well.
Not been there, done that.
That's right.
No, politics can be rough business. And Dad told me when I got in, he said, well, I can just tell you, you're gonna need to get, you better have thick skin.
He said,
you'll have your disappointments. He said, it's ups and downs. And said, you got to remember who you're, you know, who you're there working for. The citizens.
That's right.
They're the ones that put you there. So
that's right.
Try to do the right thing. I think collectively as a city council, we've done a lot of good things here.
I agree.
You know, good progress. Everything takes time and money.
There's never enough of either.
There's never enough of either, so.
That's right. Well, thank you very, very much.
Mayor, I'll make a motion we go into a closed session.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
We've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Jeff, are you still with us?
Validate the live stream goes off.
Okay.
Give him a second, he says, I think.
Yep. We're going to go into closed session, so we will have to ask you to take off. And sorry, but you missed all the excitement earlier.
It's good to be here. I get what I did.
Thank you.
Jeff, you use anybody?
Yes.
Sure.
I love them.
My staff goes down here.
All right, we're not live streaming anymore. That's
okay.
All.
Does that mean we can leave too, Jeff?
No.
This I just want to say I'm offended, Bob, that you haven't managed to offend me yet.
I'll tell you what, you got to take me for a ride in your car, and I might be able to do it then.
Okay, that'll be offensive. I'm in.
All right.
Okay, so...
But we can do that in the regular session.
I'll make a motion that we end the closed session and go into the regular session.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, we're now back in regular session. Ken?
I don't know what, you know, in the past we've always... When Christmas fell on on in the middle of the week, we always gave the employees a half a day off on Christmas Eve. Are we going to do that this year?
We talked about that at staff meeting. If I remember right, Georgia said we're closed half half day Christmas Eve.
We actually, I think, decided full day on Christmas Eve.
All day Christmas Eve, all day Christmas Day.
You're closed
full day? No. We were going to be, well, maybe I misunderstood. I thought it was we were working all day Christmas Eve, but I think I misunderstood that.
You know what? I don't know. I had it off anyway, so I didn't pay attention. I used my vacation for it.
Ken, I will look into that. Lisa brought that up as well, or to me earlier this evening, so I will find out.
I think, you know, as a good gesture from the council, that we go ahead and we give them at least a half a day off with pay on both Christmas and New Year's Eve.
I feel the same.
That's what we've done in the past.
New Year's Eve, I'm pretty sure, is. No, New Year's Day is off altogether, but not New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, you know, half a day, and half a day on Christmas Eve. Okay. So they can be with their family.
Thank you. I will make that happen.
Okay. If you can make that happen, I'd appreciate it.
I can do that. And thank you, Ken, for your service. Again, it's been absolutely a pleasure for me, and I've learned a lot from you, so thank you.
You're welcome. I already went through my spiel last week, so.
Okay, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second it. And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Wonderful holiday.
Yeah. We're out.